Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday, the 21st of May 2023. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Rick, VK7RI. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 14.130 MHz by Justin, VK7TW. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. We also go out on UHF CB channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. Silent Key, Norm Thorley, VK7KTN. It is with deep sadness that NTART reports the passing of Norm, VK7KTN, who became Silent Key on the 15th of May. In his late 70s, Norm and his friend Jerry Salzberger worked toward their advanced amateur licence via night school at the Launceston Technical College. They both became successful and were issued with the call signs VK7KTN and VK7ZCR respectively. Norm and his wife Lorraine joined NTARC in 2009. They have been long-standing NTARC club members and have been very active in many club activities. Norm was elected a committee member in 2012, and a year later he took on the role of treasurer, which he held until 2015. Also in 2013, he took on the newly created position of the NTARC Safety Communications Coordinator, which he personally held until 2022, when he reluctantly stepped down due to ill health. While in this position, he became deeply involved in the Tasmanian equine endurance riding events. In 2018, it was Tasmania's turn to host the National Tom Quilty Gold Cup Endurance Ride in Scottsdale, so Norm stepped up to the plate and took on the role of Safety Communications Coordinator. Norm was in his element. Being a people person, he was able to effectively liaise with organisers and provide leadership for the NTARC team, helping to make an excellent and fun event. NTARC has continued in communication support for local and state equine rides ever since, thanks to the strong leadership and relationships with equine clubs and organisations that Norm had built up. We will miss his friendly banter at coffee mornings and his sage advice. Our condolences to Lorraine, Simone and Stephen. Vale Norm, VK7KTN. We will miss you. And that's from the NTARC committee. WIA VK7 Centenary. Event news. As heard on the WIA National News, the centenary of organised amateur radio in VK7 happens in June 2023, and we thank the WIA board for their support on this event. The VK7 Centenary Committee is planning a host of events that will include, for the month we'll be operating a special call sign, VK7WIA. We are finalising the arrangements for call sign booking and logging systems so VK7 amateurs will be able to book, operate and log contacts for their rostered period. AR Magazine for the May-June will have a focus on VK7 history and a great article by Richard, VK7RO, on over a century of VK7 radio history. There will be a number of historical articles over the rest of the 2023 AR magazines. There will be a special QSL card and award certificate for contacting VK7WIA during June. There will be a WIA national news broadcast run by VK7 on the 18th of June. There will be open days around VK7 during the June incorporating media opportunities, historical displays and special operating days. In the northwest, there will be an open day on Saturday the 24th of June. And in the north, their open day will be on Saturday the 18th of June, and in the south, their open day will be on Saturday the 10th of June. And there will be a focus on 100 years of VK7 amateur radio history and the standing up of VK7 amateur radio news history web-based repository. If you have an idea for the centenary month of June, please let your club president know. In the north, Peter, VK7PD, in the northwest, Eric, VK7EV, or in the south, Rod, VK7TRF. And that 73 is from the VK7 Centenary Committee. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The updated list of the QSL cards, held as of the 19th of May 2023, is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. If you do not wish to receive QSL cards, please let me know, as well as operators of the stations you work. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide news. Thursday night, SSTV Nets. Another busy net night that saw the following participants. VK7's KT, FGGT, BEN, PAK, PD, OO, ZAB, ZBX and ZCF, all sharing footy photos via the link. There were various subjects like transport theme with prime movers, a holding on exhibition in the fighter jets at sea, another ornithologist special which encompassed local murals, a radio activation at Gravelly Beach, driftwood on beach with a few reminders of the winter field day, transceiver setups, an interesting series of farm type windmills, a fantastic series of ice flowers on Heilong and Tsinghua rivers in China. Remember to enable your FSK ID in the TX and RX setups. Note that Ken, VK7KRJs, and Steve, VK7OOs, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both south and north of Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's 2-meter SSTV website as an infinity scrolling webpage or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. And that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the north, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, which is in Henry Street, Launceston. And if you'd like more information, then you can contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Many members of NTARC were present at the celebration of life of Norm VK7KTN, which was held on Friday at the Mersey Gardens, Devonport. The NTARC tribute was presented by Peter VK7KPC. Last Wednesday night, Andrew VK7DW took us into the wonderful world of Green Cube Satellite, specifically Italy Oscar 117 or IO 117, which was launched from French Guiana in July 2022. The spacecraft main payload is a compressed and pressurized vessel of approximately 20 centimeters by 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters. Within the pressure vessel is the experiment which microgreens seeds, which hopefully will grow into little green plants, like ones you grow in your own windowsill. It is currently the farthest experiment ever. It is currently the furthest experiment ever of a plant cultivation in microgravity. The satellite has the ability to monitor air composition and pressure, humidity, air recirculation, lighting conditions, and ultimately to optically monitor the plant's growth through visible and infrared cameras. The secondary payload developed by University of Stuttgart is a PTT or pulse plasma thruster motor that will be used at additional altitude control system. The third payload contains telecommunications systems, including a digipeater. This is where things get really interesting. Andrew covered the basics behind the third payload and its implementation. It uses an AX100 transceiver from GOM Space with a transmit frequency of 435.310 MHz upper sideband using a Gaussian minimum shift keying, more commonly known as GMSK modulation. This is the modulation scheme used in GSM, CD, PD or cellular digital packet data technologies. Telemetry function sends data periodically every 45 seconds. The Digipeter is scheduled to operate during the weekends only from Friday at 0001 UTC to Sunday at 2359 UTC, with possible future extensions. The Digipeter antennas are omnidirectional and circular polarization. Andrew found that the initial coordinates of the satellite's path were incorrect as far as the information passed on to the public were concerned. This makes it a bit hard to point something somewhere at some time. He thought it might be worth trying a simple vertical antenna and just to listen to the frequency. Eventually his persistence paid off and he started receiving the telemetry signal. Moving forward somewhat, the predictive flight path information is now available and Andrew has set up his tracking app and motorised azimuth and elevation hardware on his beam. One thing to note is there's no beacon on the CubeSat, so listen for the telemetry downlink, which occurs every 45 seconds. Andrew went on to discuss hardware and software required to successfully utilise the onboard Digipeter facility for this satellite. A 70cm receiver to decode packet data or a transceiver to also utilise the Digipeter function. Directional antenna, a 10dBi recommended but fixed antenna can work. A Windows PC can use OS X or third party software. Audio connection between the radio and the computer may require a sound modem. Satellite tracking, web and software, Digipeter software, which is free, modem software, which is also free, packet format software. Advanced software operation would include antenna control for azimuth and elevation. And finally, VFO control software for Doppler correction. Andrew then went on to discuss the nitty-gritty of conducting QSOs via the Digipeter in real time and produced many screenshots of QSO messages logs. The other Digipeter mode is store and forward. This delaying option will allow him to send a message and have the broadcast delayed by a couple of hours, by which time the satellite footprint could be on the other side of the world when the message is broadcast. Then wait for the delayed reply from another amateur. Andrew was surprised by the flood of Japanese operators on his first CQ. The main take home from this was establishing a QSO was don't panic, as the satellite footprint is very large and each visible pass can last up to an hour, allowing plenty of time to think. This was an excellent and informative presentation by Andrew, and the tracking information and software links are available in the text version of this broadcast. And upcoming events, the Testnet and TechNet session. Wednesday the 24th of May, Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7pm to 7:30pm, and TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm to around 8:30pm. Your host for the evening will be Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the Intark Club Rooms. Time is from 10am to noon, and we look forward to seeing you there. Why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. The Club Technical Night. Next session will be on Wednesday the 31st of May and will commence at the usual time of 7:30pm, running through to about 10:30pm at the Club Room in Archer Street, Rochalie. Finally, a reminder for all members that if you have any items and news you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how small or trivial, then please email them to the Secretary at the following address, which is news@ntark.net. All items to be received no later than 5pm on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks, and that's 73s from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary for NTARC. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And our news from the South. Radio Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. June presentation. We thank Tony of VK7XTC, who has agreed to give us a presentation and maybe a demonstration of his weather satellite receiving station. Tony has been posting some impressive single and composite pass weather satellite pictures, and Tony will be showing the equipment and software he uses to create these fantastic pictures. This should be a great Centenary Month presentation night from 7:30pm on Wednesday the 7th of June 2023. See you there, and that's 73s from the Reese Committee. Southern Centenary Open Day. The Southern Centenary Open Day happens on June 10th, 2023 from around 10am up at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. There will be an amateur radio displays and demonstrations, and we are working on including historical display, amateur radio training display, Alara, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna and POTA displays, Morse code, slow scan television, ham radio DX channel, optical communications, VK7OTC and VK7WIA, station HF and digital modes, DMR and D-Star demo, DATV studio, Tasmarine Radio Museum and Operations Room, 5.7 GHz and ATV transceivers, Wiseland Communications, Internet DMR and Echolink Radio, Scouting, Guiding and Jota, ADS-B Flight Tracking, Earth, Moon Bounce and more. We're currently working on arrangements for the day and are hoping for good weather. There will be, of course, a sausage sizzle on the day. If you can help on the day, then please contact Rod of VK7TRF, who is coordinator of the day. And Rod can be contacted on the following email, which is roja3kel@yahoo.com.au. That's roja3kel@yahoo.com.au. DATV Experimenters Night. Our DATV Experimenters Night over the month of May are a little different. We are encouraging members to bring along and share projects that they are currently designing, building, fixing, upgrading, and they do not have to be amateur radio related. We will not be having a DATV broadcast throughout May, as we will be updating our DATV studios with upgraded equipment. We look forward to seeing you at the club rooms on Wednesday night from around 6:30 p.m. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Training and assessments. The next REST Foundation license training and all license assessment day is Saturday, July 22nd. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, REST Learning Organiser, know ASAP, by phoning him on 0417 391 607 or via the REST website contact form. Check out the REST Foundation license training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the REST Facebook page events for further details. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Now on to technology news. Researchers create the first wooden transistor. Researchers at Lincoln University at the KTH Royal Institute of Technology have created what is previously considered impossible, a wooden transistor. This study is more than just an engineering tour de force. It paves the way for further development of plant-based electronics. A transistor is a semiconductor device that can amplify or switch electronic signals and electrical power. It has three terminals that carry electrical current and helps make a connection to external circuits. Conventionally, transistors are built from semiconductor material like silicon or germanium. These materials have special electric properties that can make them excellent for conducting the flow of electric current. Wood is evidently not a semiconductor. Wood doesn't conduct current. But what if you treat it in a special way? The research has found that it can be used as a transistor. We've come up with an unprecedented principle. Yes, the wood transistor is slow and bulky, but it does work and has a huge development potential, says Isaac Egquist, senior associate professor at the Laboratory of Organic Electronics at Lapongin University. The researchers use balsa wood, as this type of wood is evenly structured throughout. They then removed the lignin parts that lend rigidity to the wooden bark. This left only the long cellulose fibres with hollow channels where the lignin had been. Then they filled the channels with a conductive type of plastic. This resulted in a material that behaves similar to a semiconductor. These channels were then filled with a conductive plastic or polymer called PDOT-PSS. Resulting in electrical conductive wood material. This resulting structure was able to regulate electric current, switch power on and off, and provide continuous power at the selected level. It was pretty slow. It took about a second to switch on and off, a few seconds to turn it on. But it worked. This has resulted in a transistor where all three terminals are made of conductive wood, which can be operated continuously at the selected conductive without being limited by saturation effects. We expect this device and concept will be a stepping stone for the development of wood-based electrical components, the researchers explain. The researchers didn't have one specific application in mind. We didn't create the wood transistor with any specific application in mind. We did it because we could. This is a basic research showing that it's impossible, and we hope it will inspire further research that can lead to applications in the future, said Isaac Inquist. However, they explain the invention ties into the recently developed field of wood electronics. The nature of mass transport in plants has recently inspired the development of low-cost and sustainable wood-based electronics. But without transistors, this field can't really take off. A wood transistor, even a bulky one, could help regulate plant-based electronics, especially as the wood transistor is large and could regulate high currents with ease. As we step into the era of green technologies, there will be an increasing distinction between complex, nanoscale electronics and on one hand, and simple, large-size, large-area electronics on the other hand, the latter with special functions like biosensing, biointegration, biodegradability, etc. Bio-based materials will be the underpinning for the development of these functionalities. And that was written by Mahal Andri and sourced from the ZME Web eZine. And our regular VK7 gathering events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz commences at 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a negative 7 MHz offset. And in the south, VK7RAF, which is 146.650 with a negative 600 offset. CTC SS tone of 141.3 to link the RAF north-south. Statewide, microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast, call back on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and the other group in the Greater Launceston area. The North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area are transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 a.m. to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Fridays, coffee mornings in the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. to noon. NTARC, Wednesday the 31st of May, club technical night from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC, Wednesday the 24th of May, testnet and technet, testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7:30 p.m. and technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX Net on 144.190 upper sideband. Reist WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group, meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVBT, RF and YouTube streaming. Northwest SSTV Nights, 22nd of May 2023, hosted by Eric and VK7EV from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 2-meter repeater on the Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday of the month. And events, VK7, June 2023, VK7 Amateur Radio Centenary. Reist, June 7th, Weather Satellite Reception with Tony, VK7XTC. Reist, 10th of June, Centenary Open Day, Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC, June 17th, Centenary Open Day, Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, June 24th, Centenary Open Day, Scout Hall, Alexander Road, Ulverston. ALARA, November 2023, ALARA Meet 2023, Hobart, Tasmania. And now a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7TW. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, West Coast Radio Club, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres is VK7GS. 80 metres VK7JGD, 40 metres VK7TW, 20 metres VK7TPE, 10 metres of VK7 VKT. UHF CB, channel 15. VK7 FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C VK7 ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7 RHT in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with these broadcasts. That concludes our VK7 amateur radio news broadcast for this week. You have been listening to who have just missed a VK7 WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to Sunday the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Please note, given the number of potential statewide callbacks, we will be taking and acknowledging call signs only. Once the callbacks are over, there will be plenty of time to chat statewide about other matters. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s. Stay safe from Rick, VK7RI.